Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Fighting the high-tech fight.
Motherboard, don't hit back.
The phones are open. Call Dave now at 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
And welcome back. Celebrating the 30th anniversary of the introduction of the Macintosh, we'll be talking about some important new software to make use of and some techniques in using that software. And then, you know, it's always important to understand, it's not just what you do, but how you do it. And we'll get into some of the details and techniques on some new developments in privacy and security on the internet. And we've got a caller on the line, Mark in Ocean Springs. You're still in Ocean Springs, aren't you, Mark?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Well, good to hear from you, my friend. What's what do you got on your mind?
Oh, I just want to say I'm back.
All right.
Hey, you're still alive, huh?
Yeah, I'm still kicking it here.
Taking a sabbatical.
Yep, after a bad football season this year. On both sides.
Dude, you and me both, man. I mean, what can you say? If you're a Cowboy or Redskin fan, tough to be one.
You're trying to tell me, man. I tell you, it was, I got to get back on this computer stuff again. I got to get back. Football season's almost over, but that's okay.
Yep.
Hey, wait a minute. You can't do both at the same time?
Well, it's true, but, you know, with fantasy football and everything.
Oh, wait a minute,
you're
a Cowboy fan, so I understand.
That's right, he can only do one thing at a time and barely do that. Yeah, no, I understand that.
Oh, man, you guys are a trip. Hey, speaking of which, talking about that, have you seen that movie Jobs?
You know, I didn't see the movie, but I read the book that was based on. Yeah, I heard the movie was, did a great job, pardon the pun, of really characterizing him accurately. And he was a brilliant man, but had a real dark side.
Yes, very arrogant. And he got really pissed off when Microsoft went to IBM. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you know, I can remember hearing stories, and sometimes I was at the conventions, you know, of course, these conventions, there were 200 people at them, Comdex had, 200 people, but Gates and Mitch Kaper from Lotus and Steve Jobs and Wozniak from Apple would roam the halls of the hotels and scream at each other in the halls, in between floor events at Comdex, and I mean, you know, it just really, I'll tell you, in a lot of ways, they were like idiot savants. I mean, these guys were so incredibly brilliant on one hand, and then like, you know, really spoiled children on the other. It was really something to watch.
Yeah. If anybody has a chance to watch it, if you read the book, it pinpointed really good, right down to a T.
Well, and you know,
when it comes to working.
Yeah, and one of the things that he did, he wasn't just mean to Gates or to Kaper or, you know, to other folks. I mean, he could be incredibly abusive and mean to his employees.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, over the years, read articles with some of his girlfriends, you know, where they talk about his just, he could have been arrested.
Yeah. And so. He named the Lisa after his daughter.
Uh-huh.
And what was the other one with the that he came out with? It had the different colors on the background of it. It was like a little bubble type machine.
A little bubble. Oh, the iMac?
Was it the iMac? Yeah.
Yeah, the clear blue, kind of a ice blue clear plastic case.
Yes.
Yeah, and that was one of his first machines after he came back from being forced out at Apple, and was a critical product. I mean, him being there and then those products introduced at that time were critical in resurgence of Apple. You know, a lot of people don't realize in the early to mid 80s, Apple really was in trouble. Had John Sculley running the company and you know, really teetering. It looked like they may be bought by Hewlett Packard or, you know, some other company. And Jobs ended up coming back and revitalizing them and then taking them to a new renaissance that really broadened their influence. I mean, you don't remember, or perhaps you do, but most of us forget just how important the iPod was. You know, now it's a dead product. But you know, that was a whole move into the portability thing and them getting into phones and, you know, other devices other than just laptops and desktops. So interesting developments over the years.
Oh yeah, definitely. So, but
well, Mark, listen, it's great to hear from you. We really appreciate it. Hope you're doing well. What's the weather like in Ocean Springs right now?
It's going to be about 60 degrees today. It's probably warm as out there, but it's been cold.
Yeah, nothing cold like up in Minnesota or Tennessee or...
That's right, could be worse.
You know, even Arkansas.
Yeah, this is true.
Yep.
This is true.
Well, take care, man. It's really great to hear from you. We appreciate you checking in.
Yeah, keep in touch.
Make it a habit, man. Appreciate it.
Yep, 866. I'll do that, you guys.
All right, man, 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Yeah, it is really interesting, and when you've... as with anything in life, you know, when you've actually lived through stuff and you get it, hit a milestone like this where Apple's got 30 years behind the Mac, and you know, I look back over my experience over the years with the company and with different personalities, different products, and it's just really very interesting to see where we are now as a result of all this. I mean, I can remember when Jobs founded Next. And we couldn't get him on the show because he would not take. I said, we want to talk about Next. But we don't want to be restricted just to Next. We want to talk about Apple a little bit. No, if you say one word about Apple, I will hang up. We never had him on the show. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Now let's take some time here and discuss some other important things. You know, as the last couple of years have been tough on those of us who are concerned about security and privacy in general, and specifically on the Internet, it's just really beyond challenging. I mean, and it isn't just the Internet, obviously, right? I mean, you know, your mail gets stolen, your identity gets stolen, you go shop at Target, your identity gets stolen. I mean, the overwhelming vulnerabilities that we all have in terms of our data, our financial bank data, and now our medical data is just completely overwhelming. And one of the difficulties is, as an individual trying to get a grasp on this, is where do you put your effort? You cannot possibly protect yourself from everything. It is not possible. You know, you bought the locking mailbox. That's a good thing. You use effective security programs and techniques. You don't get on the Internet and do stupid stuff. You don't click on email links. You don't fall for it when somebody calls from Microsoft. Say, we are from Microsoft. We heard your computer is doing badly. Pay us $70. We'll fix it today. We really need to do this.
Yes. Okay, Boris.
No, you don't.
From Rocky and Bullwinkle.
No, you don't.
And Natasha and Boris.
Yeah. That was supposed to be actually my East Indian accent.
Oh, sorry.
It's up. Pertinent. Absolutely pertinent. What are you going to do when you go shopping? You know, I suppose what you can do there is use cash instead of using your debit or credit cards, you know, but not everybody likes to do that all the time. But, you know, so there's just so many vulnerabilities and there's only so many things you can do. But some important new products that are very helpful on the Internet in terms of security and privacy require a little effort, which is always a tough thing. We'll get back. We'll talk about Ghostery and how to utilize it, where to get it, right after this.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason, where Dave actually answers your questions. Back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life.
I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.